energy giant BP has begun a complex operation to plug its leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. After a string of failed attempts to stop the leak, the company has now said it's going to force feed the broken pipe with heavy drilling, mud and cement. The tactic is called a top kill and it's routinely used above ground, but it's never been tried so far underwater. The former Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat says he's not afraid of being extradited to Bangkok to face terrorism charges. In an exclusive interview with the ABC, Mr. Thaksin defended his actions and he accused the Thai government of human rights abuses. A Bangkok court has issued an arrest warrant for Mr. Thaksin and he's accused of bankrolling and directing the deadly red shirt protests. The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has called for strong but measured international responses to the sinking of a South Korean warship. Mrs. Clinton has visited South Korea to discuss an international investigation's conclusion that Pyongyang sank a southern warship in March. North Korea denies it was responsible and has warned of retaliation if action is taken. The trial of New Zealand anti-whaling activist Peter Bethune begins in Tokyo today. Bethune, from the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, faces charges of trespass and injuring a crew member after his boat clashed with a Japanese whaling ship earlier this year. He could be jailed for up to 15 years.